Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. My name is Victory, and I share my journey of building a fashion business. And I also give insights and tips and tricks from my experience as a finance and accounting professional. During my 9-to-5, I do work in finance and accounting. And so I share some perspective on building a business from that angle as well. On today's episode, I will be talking about how to start a fashion business in 2024, how to start a fashion brand in 2024, the new year is around the corner, and everybody is thinking about how to level up and how to get themselves prepared for the new year. The new year usually comes with a lot of aspirations, dreams, there's a lot of positivity and enthusiasm. You know, you just generally feel hopeful that you can achieve all your goals and all your dreams in the new year. And that is awesome, right? So today I will be sharing 3 steps that you can take to get yourself prepared for success as you plan to start your fashion brand in 2024. So the first step is research. I know it doesn't sound alluring. It's not Instagrammable, but you will have to do a lot of research, right? You're going to have to do market research. You have to research your target audience, what your brand is going to be about. You have to find your ideal customer. You have to understand what they need and what they want out of your brand, right? Don't start a brand just because you think it's a good idea and you think this is something that would sell. You need to ask people what they want. You need to ask them if they really need your product or your service before you launch. And also, the best way to have a business that is successful is to fill a need. The best way to have a business that is successful is to make sure that you're solving a problem. So make sure you do your research. You also have to research market trends. You have to research what's going on in the fashion industry as a whole, what's going on in your specific niche as a whole. You have to recognize consumer behavior. You have to think about a lot of things strategically before you go out and start this fashion brand. And again, from the financial perspective, you have to consider what type of business you're starting, the legal entity is going to be, if you want to register the company, what the authorities are in your country or in your region to register a new business. You also have to think about your distribution channels, your manufacturing, these things that you want to sell, this problem that you want to solve. Where is it going to be manufactured? Where are you going to get it shipped? How is it going to get from you to your customer, right? Are you going to need to employ people, or are you going to start out by yourself at first? Or are you going to have independent contractors that help you manufacture the items that you're selling? So these are all things that you really have to consider. And you also have to think about your pricing strategy. How are you going to price this product? How much are people willing to pay for it? There's a lot to be considered when I talk about research. That's a really, really broad topic. And I think I'll do another episode where I dive a little bit more into the different aspects or the different types of research that you need to do when you're starting a fashion brand. But just understand from the beginning that there will be research that needs to be done. And quite honestly, you're not even going to just do research in the beginning and then go ahead and launch and then forget about doing research. Like, research is continuous. You're constantly learning about the industry. You're constantly asking your customers for feedback. You're constantly tweaking your product and your services. You're constantly going back to the drawing board to see what strategy is working and what's not working. You're constantly tweaking as you go, right? That's the beauty of entrepreneurship, is really that you get to build the plane as you go. As scary as that sounds, right? Imagine you're flying a plane and it's just getting built. That sounds scary, but if you're an entrepreneur, you know that sounds a little bit thrilling too, because it's kind of exciting, right? Because you're learning as you go, you're tweaking as you go, you're changing, you're transforming, you're evolving as you go. So the very first step is research. You have to do your research, you guys. You can't skip this part. I know it's not cute. I know it's not fun. I know it's not Instagrammable, but you have to do it. It's essential for the success of your brand. The second thing that you have to do if you want to start a fashion brand in the new year is to plan, right? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? So you have to have a business plan. It doesn't have to be perfect or be super structured or be super, technical. A business plan is essentially considering some key aspects of your business. Like I talked about in the research, right? Who are your competitors? Who is your market, target market? What is happening in your industry? Most importantly, what problem are you solving, right? How are you going to market to your people? What is your distribution chain? How are the goods and services going to get from you to your customers. You also want to think about your pricing. So your business plan essentially is you putting together everything that you found out while you were doing your research, right? So you want to put pen to paper. You want to type something up, create a draft, a Google sheet, a Google doc, whatever, just to have something in writing that kind of serves as your North Star so that you have something to come back to, right? When the noise gets loud or when you're confused or when you're overwhelmed or when you don't really know what direction the brand is going, you can always come back to your North Star to say, hey, why did I start this brand? What was my vision, right? And also taking into consideration the feedback that you get from your customers, kind of making them work together in tandem to produce the final result. So that's the business plan. And in season two, we had two amazing episodes where we covered an entire training about how to create a business plan. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, go back, listen to those two episodes, download the worksheet and fill it out, and you will have a draft of your business plan. The third step to starting a fashion business in the new year is community. Yes, I said it. This one isn't very common. A lot of people think that they can go at things alone. And honestly, as somebody who's pretty independent myself, I understand this mindset. And I want you to understand that being in a community doesn't mean you're going to lose your independence. Being in a community is for those days where your independence is not enough, or your independence is running out, or you are not feeling as confident as you typically would feel on a normal day. But then also on the positive side, a community really is for information. I think the most valuable thing in the current world that we live in the 21st century, some are calling it the fourth industrial revolution, the post-COVID world, the most valuable thing, in my opinion, is information. Because if you have information about what resources are available, what opportunities are available, then you even have the access to go in there and go after it and pursue it, right? So being in a community gives you access to information that you may not have had access to otherwise. So I'm going to plug our community again. It's bit.ly/African Fashion Community. Again, that's bit.ly/African Fashion Community. That's B as in boy, it.ly/African Fashion Community. Really, what do we do in there? We're just a community of entrepreneurs, fashion entrepreneurs like yourself. We connect, we grow together, we learn together, we share information together. We talk about the real things that are involved in building a fashion business. So I'm constantly in there sharing my highs and my lows and connecting with other people and just asking how everyone's business journey is going, right? We share books that we're reading, resources that we're learning from, and all of that jazz. So it's a really good opportunity, really, to plug in with the community of people who are headed in the same direction that you're headed, right? There's an ancient African adage that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together, right? So if you want to go far in this fashion entrepreneurship space, please join the community. It is free. And again, that is bit.ly/African Fashion Community. So to recap, three steps to start your fashion brand in the new year is one, research. You can't skip the research, guys. You have to do the work. Make sure you ask the questions, interview your target audience, get with one or two or three or five or 10 people and say, hey, you know, if I created this product to solve this problem for you, would you buy it, right? That is a fantastic question to ask people because they'll be honest with you. If they have that problem and you're saying you're going to solve the problem, yeah, they'll be honest with you. Like, of course, I would buy that, you know? Number two is plan. Make sure you create your business plan. It doesn't have to be perfect. You can always come back to it to tweak, to change, to update. And it just helps you have everything down in one place. So you have a North Star to come back to again when life gets tough. The third step is community. I have encouraged you to join us in our African Fashion Entrepreneurs community, and hopefully I will see you in there. So that is it for this episode. I will see you on the next one. Bye.